The Bucks look to end their 5-game losing streak when they take on the Heat in Miami tonight. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. The Heat 12-6. They've won 5 in a row themselves. That's the third best mark in the Eastern Conference. 10th ranked Badger women's volleyball team has 2 games left in the Big Ten regular season, starting tonight with a road matchup at Northwestern. They'll follow that with a game at Minnesota on Friday. Packers headed for Detroit, where they'll face the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Packers coach Matt LaFleur said there's a heightened sense of excitement for this divisional matchup.
Absolutely. I think any time you're talking about a divisional game, there's a big emphasis with us. And I think our players believe it. I mean, I think we all believe it, how important these games are. And then you're talking about we're getting towards the end here, so to speak, and I think every game's a little bit more magnified.
Positive results have been harder to come by for the Lions this season, head coach Dan Campbell.
You take it the way it comes, and you just try to improve along the way, and you just never know. I mean, if 15-2 felt great last year until you get booted right out. And it's like, hey, man, maybe we got to go the hard road and just win. Let's just win and find a way every week and grind it out.
Packers won the first matchup against Detroit back on week 1 in Green Bay. Safety Xavier McKinney said not a lot's changed since then.
Some things that are a little different, but for the most part, like, we had a certain point in the season where you can't really change too much of what you're doing. I think everybody's kind of got their identity and what they want to do, and the people that they put in certain places to run certain routes or do certain things, so it's pretty much the same.
National League Cy Young Award winner Paul Skeens received a record arbitration bonus pool of just over $3.4 million. The 23-year-old shattered the previous number held by Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. by about $400,000. Football Badgers continue to gear up for their season finale at Minnesota Saturday. The basketball Badgers take on Providence tomorrow afternoon in San Diego. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.